906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Friday, November 1st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Pastor Chatfield, as usual, this second hour every Friday. And this one, brother, you got me stumped. I have no idea what the heck you're talking about. The election of 534 BC before Christ.
Right. I'm shocked that you don't know about this election, what happened. I'm just this real
edges. Where was it at? What country? What continent? I can't even think. I can't even think about what the heck you're referring to.
Okay, this is from the book of Daniel out of the Bible. The children of Israel were taken captive. And by the way, this just let me give you a side already. A lot of times these dates of Old Testament in the Bible and a lot of ancient history, they're somewhat, it depends on what history book you read. It's like, when did Rome fall? You know, generally we would say 495 AD, but, you know, it depends. Rome was sacked different times in the final sacking of Rome. Different historians will tell you different things. But anyway, so the nation of Israel was carried away captive. The northern section was carried away captive in 722 BC. That's the standard date. Jerusalem, the capital of Judah, the southern kingdom, was carried away captive in 586 BC. And they were carried away captive to Babylon. And one of the people carried away with them was Daniel. He was just a young man when that happened, when Jerusalem was sacked. He was carried away, but he was a fine young man. There was no blemish in him. Himself, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego worked in the administration of Nebuchadnezzar. And he lasted like 70 years, all the way to the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar. But then the Babylonian Empire was taken over by the Persians. And so in 534, there was going to be a new Persian ruler. Now, obviously, there was no popular elections in Persia. But Daniel had survived the entire Babylonian captivity. And by 534, Ezra and Nehemiah had gone back, and they were rebuilding. Ezra was rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, and Nehemiah was rebuilding the was going to be rebuilding the walls. And so it's all in that time frame. Nehemiah is a little bit later, but Ezra, Nehemiah are post captivity books. It's when the children of Israel came back. Daniel never did come back. I mean, he served under the Babylonians, and he served under the Persians. That was the next major empire. That's just some world history. But Daniel was in serving and praying and fasting. He was asking for understanding of what is going on, and he started to pray. And the Bible says, for 3 weeks, I'm in Daniel chapter 10, verse 2, and in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. He was looking for some answers in prayer. I hear the music, I'll come back, I'll take it from there when we get back.
Interesting history lesson today with Pastor Chatfield. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, continuing our history lesson. Past Jeff, Phil, you would pick it up right there where you left off. He fasted, you actually said, for 3 weeks?
3 weeks. He ate no pleasant bread. He said he drank no wine. Now, did he drink water? Probably. We don't know. But sure. He was praying for an answer. And this, believe it or not, this has to do with political leadership. It does. He said, and he was praying, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Now what this is, I'm in Daniel 10:6. This is an angel. 3 weeks, and now an angel appears unto him. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. For my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Let me say that Daniel is one of the few people in the Bible. There's nothing negative in the Bible about Daniel, and he was a man greatly beloved. And this angel tells him, oh, he was a man greatly beloved, without blemish. But when he saw this angel, boy, whatever handsomeness or strength you think that you would have, nothing in comparison to this angel. Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. Okay, an angel. In the Greek, word angelos, angel, simply means messenger. This angel is bringing an answer to Daniel, to his prayers.
Sure.
And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now, get the picture here. Daniel had been praying for 3 weeks, fasting and praying. And an angel was commissioned, evidently, by God to give him an answer. Well, what happened? Why did it take 3 weeks? Verse 13 of Daniel 10. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. So here's what happened. Daniel was praying, and he was fasting, and God sent this angel. But this angel was intercepted by this prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is a reference to a demonic being, a principality. Let me just, in the New Testament, the Bible says, We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. There are demonic forces whose assignment is over the United States and Torch Lake, if you will. This is a spiritual battle. And a principality simply has the idea that the demonic forces, they have, it's an army, and they have different demons are over different spots, and there are ranks and different duties. And it, now, I have never seen a demon, and I've never seen an angel, but I have the Word of God on my lap right now that I'm reading to you.
Sure.
So there was a fight going on in the heavenlies, and this angel was sent, and he was arrested by this prince of Persia, withstood me 1 and 20 days. Then the Bible says, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. somehow, as Daniel was praying, and this angel that was speaking to Daniel, they were fighting, but then Michael the archangel was sent, and he came and helped. There's only two angel names mentioned in the Bible, Michael the archangel and Gabriel, the messenger angel sent to Mary, for one, sent to Mary and spoke to Joseph also in the New Testament.
Sure, yeah.
Michael the archangel and Gabriel. No other angel names are really mentioned in the Bible. And there's this fight going on. And the Bible says, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now, as they were fighting, Daniel was praying. Or as Daniel was praying, they were fighting. Today, we've organized another one of these prayer meetings. We started at midnight, and it's going through midnight tonight. Of churches all over the country. It's not hundreds of churches, but it's dozens anyway.
Sure.
That have been praying for this election and for revival of our country. And we're praying. We're on a telephone prayer call, praying, and we're asking for protection for Donald Trump, and we're claiming the blood of Jesus Christ over it. Now, and I get this, and those of you that have listened to me on the radio on Sundays, you know, I've been on this subject, and I'm gonna be on it one more Sunday. I quit beating around the bush here about, hey, I'm praying that Donald Trump, I am praying that Donald Trump gets elected. That's just it. You say, well, hey, Chatfield, you don't know the will of God. Well, I know that mutilating boys to try to make them a girl when they're 7 years old is evil, and there's that's just wrong. I mean, it's against all natural order that God created, and it's against science, if you will. I know that God ordained the nation state and that we need to retain our national sovereignty. I know that life begins at conception. And I know that not all Republicans are pro-life the way they should be. I know that. But I never thought that I would ever see a political party advertise about the goodness and the blessings of abortion on the radio, on the television, and run their campaign on abortion. What does that tell you? I have no doubts. So I've already voted, but no, I'm praying. That's so. Now, God knows more than me. Obviously, I don't know much, but God knows more than me. I know what the Bible says about right and wrong. About, hey, we can't go on spending money forever. I know that God ordained the nation state, and we can't, that countries have to control their borders. That is just so fundamental.
Right.
Bill Clinton knew that, of course.
Oh, yeah. He talked about it big time back then.
Well, yes.
I got a couple of text messages, points of clarification. They want to make sure that because of the timeline, they're a little confused. 534 B.C., what is the ancestry of Daniel?
He's Jewish.
He's Jewish, and yes. who was his father?
Boy, I don't know. I'm not off the top of my head.
I know. I'm because what they're trying to do. I think he's a good Christian friend of the show, and he reads the Bible every day. So he was trying to kind of put a timeline down. So the Jewish dealing with this in Persia at the time, weren't they basically Muslims, Arabics?
No.
What was Persia's history during that time is what his question is.
Okay, the Islamic religion didn't begin, I think it's until the 7th century AD. Way later.
Got it.
Now, and these were Persians, not Arabs. Different. The Persians don't speak Arabic. They don't look like it. Now, today in Persia, modern-day Iran, they are Shia Muslim, and the Arabs are mostly Sunni Muslim.
Sunni.
But they're Sunnis, but they're Muslims.
Right.
But this is way different precedes sect. That. Way gotcha. Precedes that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So he just, last question, he texted me. So basically, it was time for new leadership, you're saying, here at that point in time where Daniel was living. They were requiring, the Times were calling for new leadership, is what you were referring to regarding the election of 534 BC.
Okay, there was no real election, but kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
Because of leadership. That's what they were trying to decide. Yes. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And okay. So he was praying. And so there's this battle in the heavenlies. There's things going on, when I say in the heavenlies, in the spirit realm that we cannot see. We can sometimes sense, and sometimes angels make themselves visible. The book of Hebrews in the New Testament says that some have entertained angels unawares. It is possible that, and we had a testimony service in a church where people say, I think I met an angel once. A man came out of nowhere, helped me do this or that, and I turned around, looked to thank him, and I couldn't find him. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible, and the Bible tells us that. But in this case, Daniel knew it was an angel because he wasn't disguised as a human. He was in his angelic form, and he appeared, and he tells Daniel that since you started praying, I was sent, and I've been battling. And then I asked Michael the archangel to help me in this battle, and he came, and I was able to prevail. And then he says, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is in many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my, this is Daniel now, I had set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one of the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Again, this is an angel. And I opened my mouth and spake, and said unto him that spake, said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision of my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remaineth no strength in me, neither is there breath in me. And here's just the point here: when you really meet an angel, I mean, they are so bright, so dominant, so strong that whatever our comeliness, our handsomeness, our physical strength, we just get weak. That's when you meet an angel. If you meet God, you fall on your face dead because you can't see God, because it's in his holiness. No man can see God and live, the Bible says. Anybody really saw the essence of God, they could not live and see it. That is. Then there came again and touched me one of the appearance of man, and he strengthened me and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Now watch this. So here's the election, so to speak. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I am come unto thee? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. In other words, this being, this evil principality that has been assigned by the devil over Persia, this angel is fighting with him. There's things going on in the spirit world, spirit realm, that we can't see. Now listen, again, guys, listeners, don't take this and say, oh, I know, yesterday I saw an angel in the set. No, we don't see angels. I haven't seen an angel, but I am reading out of the Bible. I know that prayer changes things. That I know. And when we get back, I'll talk about